Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Happy Sunday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So if you're calling on Sundays between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, this is when I have all my callers lined up to actually ask a question. My program is now broadcast on 4 different venues. So the live broadcast is always conducted on Sundays between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. So if you're hearing this broadcast any other time, mark your calendars for Sundays Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and then you have an opportunity to ask me a question. I have lots of callers lined up today, so I'm going to go right to the phones. I have somebody here from area code 260. Hello, 260. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy in Indiana.
Oh, hey, Kathy. So what's your question for me today?
Well, I'm just wondering if you have any insights, anything about my relationship with Rick. I've been on and off again for a year, and just wondering, there were some major changes this week, so just checking in to see what you think.
Okay, so I'm going to say it this way. Here's the secret to getting along with Rick. The more activities that you do together, going out to dinner, going to festivals, going to the movies, going to the swap meet, the more things you do together, the more, this is the only way I can describe it, the more normal he is.
Yeah, because I think it distracts him from all the other chaos
exactly.
in his life.
So here's the thing, is the reason he keeps getting drawn to you, because you really are irresistible to him. There's a reason why he keeps playing the hokey pokey with you and coming back and forth, is that you bring him harmony to his chaos. You actually help him focus. And so what I would almost love for you guys to do is actually have a signed agreement with each other. Almost like a business contract, which sounds really weird. But it's something he understands, that this is the behavior you accept and this is the behavior you reject.
And he kind of talked about that this week too, yeah.
Oh, that is so funny. Okay, because what it's saying here is this man is absolutely miserable without you. Seriously. And that's why he keeps coming back. And so So you can actually dub this as friends with benefits if you want. You can dub this as it's going to be a long courtship, because mm-hmm. until he settles down, until he gets the idea that the world's not out to get him, because mm-hmm. that's what I keep getting, is that there's this sort of weird paranoid thing with him that he
and it seemed like it shifted slightly this week, though. I'm not sure I'm sure it's going to take.
Here's what I would keep reminding him: focus on the him that he likes the best, and not the mm-hmm. him that he doesn't like the best. Now, that's for him to concentrate on. It's also one of the reasons why people come back to me for readings is because I focus on their highest potential. I focus on what they know they're capable of. And sometimes mm-hmm. that means that they have to let go of what's not working for them. But what's not working for them feels so familiar that it's even when it makes them unhappy, it feels normal. So here's mm-hmm. the thing, is that's why I keep bringing up the new experiences with him, new experiences that he does with you. For example, mm-hmm. if you were to say to him, I've always wanted to do classic ballroom dancing. Will mm-hmm. you go with me? Now, one of the things about that is that anytime he sees anyone dancing after you guys take lessons, he's going to associate that activity with you.
Okay.
So part of the reason that I'm so big on advising people when they meet someone for the first time and they're really interested to delay having sex, no poking, okay,
mm-hmm.
for at least 3 months of dating.
Oh,
the reason
yeah.
why I suggest that is because you want this person to know what it feels like in a regular, normal life with you without the charge of sex. And
mm-hmm.
so when you start doing lots of activities with them, they start, like, for example, there's a taco stand in Costa Mesa, California. It used to be an old Taco Bell, all right? It's now called Taco Mesa. And Taco Mesa makes the best, Costa Mesa, 19th Street, awesome tacos. It is the best fish tacos on the planet, all right? So my husband and I have always basically judged all fish tacos against these fish tacos. And mm-hmm. and whenever we go to Costa Mesa, we always go to Taco Mesa and have these fish tacos. Now, it's an experience that I always associate with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? So the more
yeah,
new things, that's kind of the secret to this, because you
mm-hmm.
have to very gradually show him in a very safe space that the new life is actually more secure and fun and loving than his old life.
Yeah.
And I could almost
agree.
Actually replace the word life with wife.
Mm. Mm.
Think
yeah.
about that. It's like,
yeah.
so that's why he's drawn to you. He's drawn to you because he knows that with you, he feels the most like himself. The self that he really wants to be.
Yeah, he said some pretty amazing things that I never thought I'd hear out of his mouth, so.
Well, this says he's sincere.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
So,
I think so too, so I'm going to focus on new activities.
Right, because the more new things you do together, and you ask him to go with you as a favor. In other words,
mm-hmm.
say, you know, I really want to go to the swap meet, but I don't want to go by myself. Will you go with me?
Okay.
Now,
yeah, that's
great. What that does, it makes him feel like he's all man. Like, you don't want to go by
mm-hmm.
yourself because you want to go with him. And
mm-hmm.
But the benefit for him is he feels like he's keeping you company and that you're his special chosen person to go do this. But
mm-hmm.
But really, it's a huge benefit for him.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my friend.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Take care.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nina.
Hi, Nita. What's your question for me?
I'm about to take my licensing exam. I feel good about it this time. I changed up how I did it, and just I feel like I've matured in taking this test, so I wanted to see what you thought my exam this week, Tuesday through Thursday.
Well, according to this, the answer is you're going to do quite well, but it's based on your discipline, that you were way more disciplined this time and that you didn't rely on the answers coming out of the blue to you. You literally studied your butt off for this. So
yeah.
What it's saying is as long as you stay really disciplined, and because you were really disciplined, it's saying that you actually pass.
Okay.
Okay. That doesn't mean that you just check out for the next couple days before the exam.
No.
It means that
right.
you do whatever you need to do to find out typically what questions are going to be on the exam. You can look on the internet and study the specific things that you know you need to study for. But the thing is you've come so close before when you've taken the exam. It's really just this like one more little getting over the tipping point here.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you one other thing. There's a man here. He's incredibly professional in this area. This man looks like he hires you right after you pass this exam.
Okay. I have a job right now, though. So is it something
well,
to do with
fine.
That?
Well, it may be. There's a man here, older man, silver, salt and pepper hair, been in this business forever. This is the person that you need to politically align with at work.
Okay.
Because he's the one that's going to actually teach you what you don't know and help propel your career forward.
Okay.
Okay, so that's who you need to be that's whose butt you need to smooch. I don't mean that literally, but that's who you need
no,
to cater
yes.
to. Okay, because
okay.
what I'm getting is that he's the one that with his recommendation, you can get any job you want. So you actually go
okay.
to him and say, I have passed my exam. I really want to work with you. I admire your career and what you've done. You know, may I volunteer in your department or what can I do? What can I do to learn more? What can I do about making me even more valuable? You see what I mean?
Okay.
That's the guy. All right. But this is the first time you've asked me this question that I actually see something happening after the exam, which is part of the reason I'm saying that this looks really good for you.
Okay. So just keep pushing till the end of the exam.
Absolutely. And then you email me as soon as you get the results.
All right. I will. Thank you.
All right, sending you a big hug. See you later.
Bye, thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I've got somebody here from the... All right. Wow, look at how long you guys have been on hold. I'm going to go to area code 202. Hello, 202.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question?
Hi. My question is, I've been... I'm dating and now in a relationship with a gentleman for several months, and I just wanted to know if you see it, you know, going into like engagement or marriage or anything serious.
Okay, here's the interesting thing about this guy. First of all, the answer to your question is yes, this can move forward exactly the way you want. There are two things you need to remember about this guy that's absolutely crucial. You ready?
Yeah.
The first one is his reputation is absolutely dear to him. It is the most important thing. And his reputation is connected with his job and his career. So it's always going to be about him being the best at what he does career-wise. Career is always going to be a priority for him, okay? That's the first thing
yes.
you need to remember. There are three things,
mm-hmm.
actually. The second thing you need to remember is that sometimes he can be incredibly direct. So,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes he's so direct that it hurts your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that personally.
Okay.
Okay, that's the second thing, okay? The third thing, and probably the most important thing, is it's not how beautiful or sexy you are with him. It's how smart you are. It's the fact
okay.
that it's the fact that he can actually talk to you. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that you understand his priorities and how he wants to, where he wants to be moving forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you get to that level of awareness with him, that whatever, whichever way he behaves, especially if he gets a little short or frustrated or like almost too direct with you, it's not
mm-hmm.
about you. It's about him. In other words, he's impatient to have his career to be where he wants it to be. Okay? So
yeah.
that is the way you align with him. As a matter of fact, I would be less on the sex with him and more on connecting
mm-hmm.
with him intellectually. And I want you to know that this is a guy that actually gets a little disgusted with women that throw themselves at him because he's good looking and he's attractive.
That's so funny.
Okay.
He just told me that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. See, it's not that he's not interested in women. He is. He's more
uh-huh.
interested in creating the kind of life that he knows he's capable of. So,
yeah.
So what I want you to do, and this is going to be such a switch, and it's because you're making the decision that you're in this for the long haul, all right?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this guy would never cheat on you. Once he actually makes this commitment to marriage, engagement, exclusivity, this guy will
mm-hmm.
never cheat on you, all right? And the way he's never going to cheat on you is by you getting so close to him intellectually and being his best friend and realizing that his goals align with your goals. And you tell him how his goals align with your goals. So what do you do for work, girl?
I'm a business assistant for a dental office, and actually he's a dentist. So
okay.
We
but
have
he's
a lot
not in the
common,
same office as you, right?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, that's even better. Here's what I want you to do, and I'm going to give you this killer dentist marketing idea because I just got it for
okay.
you, all right? So dentists are the, next to attorneys, dentists are the most competitive business out there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In Vegas, there's a dentist on frickin' every corner here in Vegas. So what you say to him is, I think a great business development idea for you would be for you to get toothbrushes printed and hand
mm-hmm.
them out instead of candy to trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm.
And that you actually have, think about it. Then you ask the person, they might get a piece of candy from them too. It might be tied to the toothbrush. But here's what you say to them is each little kid that comes up and says, how many brothers and sisters do you have? And the little kid will say, and he'll give them as many toothbrushes as there are kids in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is people always forget to buy toothbrushes, right? And sometimes you
mm-hmm.
use them way more than you need to. But when mom and dad go through all this candy and they see these toothbrushes with this dentist's name in it, and he might even put a special, some sort of a special on the toothbrush,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, ask for the Halloween special or whatever it is. But what I'm telling you is when you start talking like that to him, you suddenly will have his undivided attention.
Okay.
Which is what you want. Now, here's the thing. I said, yes, you can marry this woman,
mm-hmm.
all right? But you got to realize that he has a certain financial goal he wants to get to before he's going to actually get engaged. The fact that he has your undivided attention and vice versa, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's the most important thing. So what I want you to do when you go out with him, sorry, I'm spending a little bit more time with you because I just got to get the point across. The next
okay.
time you go out with him, dress as though you're meeting his parents.
Okay.
Don't show cleavage. Don't show too much leg. Dress as though you're either going to church or you're meeting his parents.
Okay.
Because remember, it's all about his reputation. So when
mm-hmm.
when people see you guys out in public, they'll go, wow, what a nice couple. She's not trying too hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
But yes, you can have this one, but it all boils down to you guys aligning toward the future. For example, you need a full reading with me. I got so much I could tell you. So you think about that. You call me. But I want to tell you yes. The answer to this is yes. All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank
yes.
you so much. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. Let's go. Okay, I'll be right back, you guys.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Great thinkers have initiated inspiration. This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right. Okay, I'm back. I got somebody here from the 913 area code. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. I just wanted to say thank you so much for all you do for us. And if you could just announce the charity that you wanted, would like people
what
to
a
send
thing. Okay.
Stuff to.
So if you go to the Facebook page, right?
Okay.
Go to your Facebook page, put in the Poppy Foundation.
That's
and
it.
You know
okay.
You'll have the right one when you see a cat.
Okay.
And then just send, you know, there's a little donate now button when you go to their site.
Uh-huh.
And just send a few bucks. Because here's the thing is that these cats, you know, there are two charities I volunteer for, you know, pretty much here. One is the Poppy Foundation. The other one is Help of Southern Nevada. But since I just did the charity event for Poppy Foundation, that would just be incredibly helpful. So sending $5 or $10 it's gonna mean the world to them. So thank you for that. Did you have a question?
That
today?
Would be great. Very quick question. I'm just redoing my resume CV, and even though I'm not in a position to be searching for full-time stuff, just wondering what can I highlight on there that would catch somebody's eye?
That you bring order to chaos.
Oh.
Yeah, that you are... You are so, you can even say it very professionally, like, I am adept at streamlining systems for the most efficient and cost-effective result.
Excellent. I love that. Thank you so much.
And then when you actually get to interview them, say, you know, I have this knack of getting into an area, looking at how the processes are going, and then I have this way of making them more efficient. So some people say I bring harmony to chaos.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's great.
So,
thank you so
there you go,
much.
Gal,
I love that.
See you later.
Great book.
Okay, see you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shantae.
Hi, Shantae. What's your question?
I'm calling for an interview on Tuesday. And I was just wondering, if you see me getting the job, and will it be a good job for me?
Okay, so can I ask what industry it is?
Massage therapy.
Okay, so you're already a certified massage technician?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so they're going to hire you. It's going to be more of a question, do you want to be hired there? Which is really a weird thing for me to say, okay? The thing they're looking for is somebody that is that can show up on time, that is incredibly professional at what they do, and is reliable and ethical. That's what they're looking for. So those are the words you need to use in the interview. But it also wouldn't hurt when you come for the interview, since it's the first day. What time of day is it?
I'm actually going to go there around noon.
Around noon? Okay. then what you do mm-hmm. is you stop at the store and you pick up a bunch of cookies. And you bring them.
Okay.
Now, you don't have to do that, but I would. But if you do, just say, hey, you know, sometimes people like a little something sweet in the afternoon, so I brought you guys some cookies. And you bring the ones that are actually done at the store because until you get to know people, they won't eat, you know, baked goods that are, you know, homemade until you work there. Do you see what I mean? Okay. But just bring some, hey, I brought you guys some cookies, you know, and actually give them to the receptionist. Don't give them to the interviewer. So when you go in and say, hey, I'm here to meet with the interviewer, and I brought you guys some cookies for the break room for this afternoon.
Okay.
But you don't tell the interview that you brought the cookies. You just bring them to the receptionist. And the receptionist will go put them in the break room and go, well, this gal that just came in for an interview brought us all cookies. Oh, cool. Let's hire her. Because it shows that you're a team
okay.
player right from the – see what I mean? It shows that you're a team player right from the beginning.
Okay, because I'm actually in a job now, but
yeah,
I wanted to switch over. Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
I wanted to leave the current job.
Yeah, this says that you get it, but you do it in just a slightly different way than other people do it, and that's how you get it.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy. What's your question?
Hi. Yeah, I'm planning a trip in late May to a gathering, and I was curious how you see that going.
Okay. You want to know my immediate reaction?
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever
sure.
I get – before I even turn cards over, if I get this, like, immediate reaction, I always say it. Participate, but don't drink the Kool-Aid. In other words, there are people there that I get are kind of try to sell you something, and I want you to go for the spiritual enlightenment, the community, the feeling of there is something bigger and greater for you, sort of the spiritual connection side of it. But I don't want you to sign up for any programs or anything that goes along with that. So what I'm saying is get the best out of it, but don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Okay. It makes a lot of sense.
And that makes more sense to you than it does to me. But what I'm also getting here is that the biggest thing it's going to teach you is about you being more you. And that the more mm-hmm. you are, the more the universe rewards you and gives you what you need.
Wonderful.
So that's what I'm thinking is going to be the upshot of your visit, because you're supposed to sort of flow into the next level in your life in some way, and this will help you do that. But I really want you to resist signing up for any ongoing program. Or it's funny because I keep, you know, I'm old enough to remember the spaghetti dinners, and I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to explain it. That there were people that sold Herbalife or Amway, and they would invite you over for a spaghetti dinner because
mm-hmm.
they could serve 20 people with, you know, pasta and sauce and have people bring their own beverage, thinking it was, you know, a friendly, lovely, you know, come over for dinner kind of thing. Well, you get tricked into going over for this spaghetti dinner, and then as you were eating, they would do a presentation about Herbalife or Amway. And making you feel guilty that if you didn't sign up or buy something from them, that, you know, that you were kind of being a freeloader for the spaghetti dinner.
Right.
Which is the feeling I got when you asked that question. Don't be tricked by the spaghetti dinner.
Okay. Promise.
Right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
See you later.
You.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. I got somebody here from the 928 area code. Hello, 928. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Julia.
Hi, Julia. What's your question?
Well, I'm really messed up and lost right now, and I'm wondering if it would be best for me to stay in Arizona or try to get back to Washington State.
Well, there's something about your situation right now where it feels like you feel trapped, okay? And so
yes.
What it so here's the thing. The more disruptive the next task is for you, the better it is for you. But what my immediate reaction was when you asked the question is go to where you have the mm-hmm. most support and that there are people that will be there to, and I got this word for you, catch you. Go to where you have the
yeah.
most support and be there where people can catch you. And actually let down your guard and say, I need help. Because what it's saying
yeah.
here in your reading is that the bigger the disruption, the better for you and the better alignment with spirit. Sometimes I see cards like yours when I see someone in an abusive
yeah.
relationship and that and that the only way to actually get out of it is literally by packing the essentials of what you need, be willing to let go of anything else, and just go.
You know, I have a trailer with everything I own in it, you know, like a travel trailer. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll make it back to Washington, and I'm kind of scared to try.
Okay, here's
but
what I would do. No, here's what I would do, is
okay.
I would take that trailer, and I would go to one of those storage
yeah.
places that have a, you know, garage that you can park the trailer in, and then I would just take what I need and go to Washington. Because here's the thing. You
well, I mean, that's all I
for.
Own is my trailer.
Okay, but here's what
right.
I'm trying to tell you, is that I don't
okay.
know, I don't know either if your vehicle
right.
can actually haul this trailer right now. But I do know that if you store it someplace for just 1 month, you go up there, you ask your friends for help, you get someone with a truck that can drive you back, pick up the trailer, and then drive it back to where you need to go.
Right.
So here's the thing, is that the most important thing, and you know this, or you wouldn't have called me, because all I'm doing is validating what
yeah.
you know in your heart of hearts you need to do. What it's saying here is that the only way out of this trapped situation is to basically leave.
Right.
And you call, there are people that are there that can support you, and you call and you tell them the whole horrific story. And you say,
yeah.
I have learned my lesson.
Right.
Okay? But what it's saying is that this truly aligns you with spirit. This whole process, the whole impact of it,
yeah.
the whole reason for it is to align you with spirit. When we get to the point where it feels like, how in the hell did I get here? Well, if you
yeah.
look at it like it's the perfect foundation for you to not be there again, then it's a gift. So all of this is a gift because you had to let it get this bad before you recognize that it's not aligning with your best self. All right, gal pal.
Okay.
I wish you well.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank
See you,
you
later. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from the hold on. Guys, I'll be right back. I need some water here. Hang on.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
All right, I'm back. And by the way, today is the 19th of February, and the 19th, it resonates to the number 1. You add 1 and 9 together, it equals 10. You drop the 0, it's a 1 day. So today would be a great day to start your 9-day energy reset. So it happens to be a Sunday. You can actually get the supplies that you need. It's only going to cost you $4.95 to download the guide on Kindle, and then you buy a few things. It's going to cost you less than $10 to buy those things. And you do this ritual for 9 days. I promise you that if you stick to this ritual for 9 days, something amazing will happen. Because whenever I've done it, it's always worked for me. And it's the rituals I've been telling you all in little pieces throughout the 13 years I've been on radio. 14 years I've been on radio. I've been telling you little bits of this, and I finally wrote them all down in one guide. So you guys, if you really want things to be different, download the 9-Day Energy Reset, buy the supplies today, and start it today, because it's going to make a huge difference. So I'm going to go to area code 505. Hello, 505. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. What's your question?
Well, my question is, my sister got transported into another nursing home far away, 350 miles away from me, and I want to find out if she's going to make it here. I'm hoping she's going to have a place for the rest of her life. I really need to disconnect because I've been her point of contact for over 10 years, and I need to get on with my life. I just want to make sure she's going to be safe for the rest of her life in this and won't be transported somewhere else.
I do not see her being transported somewhere else. I see your pain about letting it go. I see your guilt and pain about letting it go, even though you've invested 10 years of your life to make sure she was okay.
Yeah.
So what it's saying here is there are two cards that actually talk about you can finally release this in love, in loving energy, and realize that you don't have to do the hard work anymore. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't stay connected. It doesn't mean that you don't visit from time to time. But what it's saying here is that you do get your life back. You just have to give yourself permission to have it.
Mm, wonderful. Yeah.
So, it's, you know, the thing is that you've had very little help with anybody else for this. And it's because you've been the only person. You've earned the right to have your life now. You just have to give yourself permission to have it.
Okay. Yeah,
right?
She was very disruptive in the other home, and they pretty much released her, and the hospital found another place. And I just can't go through that anymore. I need her to be in one place.
Yeah, and she's going to be initially kind of heavily medicated.
I understand.
But she has to be. Because it's the only way that it's the only way that there's going to be any kind of peace to the environment. It's incredibly sad, but it's not your responsibility anymore.
I know, and I've come to terms with that. I just need her to be in a safe place for the rest of her life. I don't want to see her homeless. She can't go back to my family's house. They can't care for
her.
Somebody's got to care for her. And I just want to make sure that this place is going to be good for her. For it'll be her last destination.
Yeah. They will know how to take care of her, and it may be that she's isolated for a while until she realizes that she has to earn the right to be around other people.
Right. No, I understand.
All right, gal pal. Thank you for your
Thank
call.
Thank you.
See
Thank
you later.
You,
okay,
bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 417 area code. Hello, 417. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
I like listening to you on the radio. Awesome.
Well, what a lovely thing to say.
Actually, your comment about the dentist thing was actually really kind of not just for her, but just in general. For it's kind of nice that, to have some guides think of you for you rather than some.
Well,
piece
okay.
Of,
see, here's
you know
the
what.
Thing: is that right? See, that's a fleeting. I mean, and I'm sorry, I'm really downplaying the sex thing here. I mean, because when I tell these gals to not do any poking, it's because guys kind of want the whole package with a woman. They want someone that they can talk to. They want somebody that they can do things with. And the more things that are about planning the future and kind of being on their team, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your question for me, Linda?
All right. Mine is... I enjoy what I do for work, but I wouldn't mind doing a business as well. And I'm kind of got my eye on something. And first of all, I'm not sure how to go about doing it. And second of all, is it really what I should be doing? Or is there something else that would be better suited for me?
Spirit hasn't given you the perfect idea yet. You have the most powerful spiritual card you can get in my entire reading. In my deck of cards, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. What it's saying right now is that you're supposed to be incredibly disciplined until the perfect idea actually pretty much knocks you over the head, okay? Because it hasn't knocked you over the head yet. It could be close, whatever you are thinking about, it could be close to the right idea, but what it's saying here is that it's not quite there yet, all right? So... here's an interesting thing. There's a man here that would be willing to finance said business as soon as you come up with the one that is actually going to rock your world.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Because that's another thing, obstacle that I have. How do I go about doing that, you know?
Okay. See, here's the thing, is that if you create it like a retirement career, and literally call it that. I want a retirement career. I want something that I can do that's fun. I don't necessarily want to do it by myself. What's interesting is that there's a man that's incredibly interested in your idea. It doesn't exist yet. You haven't come up with it yet, but it's coming. So, you're going
to
be able to get
it.
It's close to what you're thinking, but it says that there would be a man interested in it too, which is part of the reason I get this whole idea of a man investing in it.
And how do I run into this man? Because usually, I don't know.
Well, the way to run into him is to start going to business networking groups and just say, I have a business idea. I just don't know quite how to do it. And you may meet a man that's like, I'm looking for something to do and something to invest in, and he approaches you. But you have to start saying it. You have to start speaking it. You can't just keep it internal and expect the UPS guy to deliver it to you.
Yeah.
So
you don't
talking about
an idea.
Well, sweetie, it's supposed to come to you. It's not supposed to come to me. That's what the cards are saying. Here's the thing. I would say a prayer every night before I go to bed. This is how I would do it. First, I would take six breaths. The first, and in these six breaths, you're breathing in the word love, you're breathing out the word fear. You do that six times. At the end of those six breaths, as you're breathing in the word love and breathing out the word love, you ask the universe for the perfect business idea.
Okay.
And it will come to you, I promise. And when it does, it's going to be such a total bolt of lightning. I get ideas all the time. I swear to God, I really should keep a notebook by me because I come up with these brilliant, I mean, seriously, brilliant ideas. If I had several $1 million, there's an idea that I have right now that just popped into my head, which I'm not going to share, that is the perfect idea. But do I have multi-millions of dollars to do it? No. But would it just kick butt, take names, and would a lot of people buy it? Abso-frickin-lutely. Because it is so simple and so ingenious, and you know, but I get these
in
ideas
the same way
people.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you, the idea's coming. It's just not quite there yet. Okay. All right, gal pal.
Okay.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I've got somebody from the 727 area code. Hello, 727. Who's this? Hello? All right. I can't hear you, so I'm putting you back on hold. So, I want to compliment you guys all today for calling me from a quiet phone so that I can really concentrate on you. That just rocks my world. I got somebody here from the 404 area code. Hello, 404. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Lolita.
Oh, hey, Lolita. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is with that bank is she came down to 19,000, and I said, well, I don't even have 19,000. I said, I can settle for 1,000, or the last resort is bankruptcy. I told her I would get back with her consulting an attorney. I just said that to see what they would come back at or just wait. So I'm going to email her on next week and let her know that I can settle for this amount. And what does she want to do?
See, here's the thing, is that they're going to counter with something higher than that, okay? And you're going to say, okay, then I can make payments. Okay, I can do that. Then I can make payments of $25 a month.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of figured that that's what they're going to do. They're going to come back with maybe something a little bit higher because they know if I do the BK, they're not going to get anything.
Right. I have another idea. Wait. I have another idea for you.
Uh-huh. You're so funny.
I'm serious. Because the more creative you are here, the more they're going to realize that you're trying to do this. You're trying to make this right. You're trying to be a good sport. The equipment was returned in immaculate condition. You know, you've been incredibly honest and cooperative through all of this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my suggestion, and I'm giggling when I'm saying it to you. Ask them if they come up with a higher amount, say $5,000, because that's the number that's coming into my head, is $5,000.
Okay.
You say, well, okay, would you guys be willing to allow me to work it off with you? I mean, could I be a customer service person for the bank, you know, for several hours a day? I know, you're going to laugh, but think about it. Could I actually do that? I mean, so instead of getting a paycheck, could I work like 2 hours a day and answer customer service questions?
Yeah, I should do that. You're right. I'm going to go ahead and do that just for the heck of it.
Just because here's the thing. Right. You say, look, okay, well, I figure that at $15 an hour, if I work 2 hours a day for you, where you can maybe forward the phone to my regular phone and I'll answer customer service questions for you guys. You know, basically I can be kind of an employee of yours, but you don't pay me. I'll work it off.
There you go.
Here's the thing is that say, look, I really don't want to file bankruptcy. I can give you $1,000. That's what I have. That's all
yes,
I have.
Yes, yes.
I'll give you $1,000 and we could call it square. Or if you really want to try and get blood out of a turnip and you want more, then how about I work 2 hours a day for you until I pay this off?
I like you. Yeah. That's a creative way.
Because here's the thing. You are authentically trying to do the right thing here.
You know what the crazy
now,
part is?
Now, when you
like
keep
another.
Coming up, here's the funny thing. When you keep coming up with ways that you're trying to work with them, they have almost no answer to that.
No, they don't. And that's what's happening is that because they went from 60 to 40 to 19. And I basically said.
Right. And when they go down to 5, which is what I think they're going to say, well, let's do 5,000, call it square. Then you say, well, okay, if I give you 1,000, we can be done with this. And you guys don't have to spend any more money on a lawyer. Or maybe what I can do is just volunteer a couple hours a day doing something on your behalf, whatever it is. You know, if you want me to stand on a corner and hand out flyers for your bank, I'll do that for 2 hours a day at $15 an hour, 5 days a week, That's $150 a week. And then you tell me how many weeks I need to do that because I can't do the math that quick.
Yeah. I get where you're going with it.
But see, that's going to blow their mind. You see?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah. Gal pal. Incredibly interested in what happens here. But I'm happy that it's gone from 60,000 to 19.
Yeah, I mean, at the same time, I actually handled something else, too. So I just feel like everything is, it's like really weird. Everything's been on pause since I addressed two of my legal issues. I'm like, what is going on here?
Mm-hmm. All right, gal pal, let me know the ultimate conclusion. See you later.
I will. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, I've got somebody here. Let me see if I can get 727 back on the air. Hello, 727. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, what's your first name?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm going to be showing my rental property to someone on the 25th coming up here, and I was wondering how that's going to work out.
Better than you expect, actually. What it's saying here is that I would have everything kind of ready to move in. And it's what's interesting is I see this person may stay at your place for as long as 5 years.
Okay. Well, I don't know because my house is going to be foreclosed on, but I'm going to rent it out until that happens. And I've been honest with the person. So when do you think the foreclosure is coming?
Wait, okay, ask that last question again. You kind of broke up.
Yeah, when do you think I'm going to have a foreclosure?
These cards say you dodge a bullet, which is really weird. It's like, it's because if you can start making payments back on that property because you're renting it out, because you're not going to do the sneaky thing where you collect rent and then it gets foreclosed on and you kick out your renter. I see that what you do is you actually go and start making payments. So this is not about you doing anything, you know, unethical. It's about you.
Yeah.
As soon as you start getting rent payments, you go to the bank and you say, I can start making payments now.
Well, the thing is the house has been not paid the rent for 11 years. I'm $100,000 underwater.
Okay,
and
but
I've
what
already
is
tried
saying?
To negotiate.
Here's what the cards are saying. Okay, I'm just telling you, here's what the cards are saying. And, you know, there's a reason why I advertise my program is for entertainment purposes, is that what the cards are saying is that you need to step up and do the most ethical thing you know how to do right now. And that would be to go to the bank and say, I can start making payments now. And then your house may be, or this property may be, out of foreclosure.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've gotten that place basically free for 11 years. And when you turn around and say, now I can start paying you, then you're stepping up to do the right thing. And then whatever happens from there, you've stepped up to do the right thing. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything. What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Great thinkers have initiated inspiration. This guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.